Blog Talk Radio.
Looks like 100,000
825 listeners that have come to hear the words of Yahweh. And we know that most of us hear the things that we usually hear, and some listening can never understand. This is why the words of Yahweh that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. For we have to be aware, by knowing the scripture, there are those that camouflage evil teachings for righteous learning, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. Knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's words. Connecting the books, your health and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked. This is information that you came to seek. And you've now found out what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. And the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Oh, it looks like we're in the top part of the Sabbath now, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we do have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of those smart devices you currently have. Right on the search line in the www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offering. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, or your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days for you, your family, and friends that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. This time on the search line, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first, which is Tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how a program was enjoyed by you. Now, the numbers you can call, that you can righteously call, with Yahweh in mind. The first would be a live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is an international number where you can call and leave message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 accounts of Yahweh's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of the program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. The current time for repeating of this program on Fridays will be after 10:30. To do this, open up any search engine and write on the search line once again in the three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you're late logging into, or actually, any previous day that you would like to listen. And another note, as a reminder, we're also making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Now, as was said a few minutes ago, we're now after the normal broadcast on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Once there, look for Yakwa True Name Teachers. This is where Yakwa's word is also working. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed Bible topic or topics put on a table by Elder Josiah or either Elder Mr. Tibbs along with Seer Israel. There will be no comments taken off topics or multiple text message answered. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, either elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, it will continue on Pal Talk. Yakwa be with you all. Remember 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, for Yakwa is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all covenants of the saints. Well, it looks like today is another day for the word of Yakwa, and nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yakwa's word, and those that commend it and add unto it, which is a good thing. Only following by other people casting the same words we hear behind their back, wanting to hear their favorite verses or certain verses in the Bible, taking these verses meaning another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, and the deceptive listener. Don't forget about that one. Flipping the pages to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. Seen that one a lot. They've clearly forgotten that we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yakwali created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever told you they've even done 101%, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another past Yakwa's creation. Now that's impossible. So don't forget about what Yakwa the Son told us about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Let's see what 26 says. 26, but Yakwa the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yakwa all things are possible. So let's find out what the possibilities are. Let's keep your Bibles open. Good idea to take notes. I'll pass our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yakwa.
That's excellent again. And this is all about Seer, your top of the Sabbath day. And like he said, time is not in our favor, but because he got a timeline on everything written. And we'll take a look, at a little bit of everything. Yakwa got a timeline, see, Raider. He got a timeline on everything he got. He don't write a diary as we do. You know what we did today? We rehearsed what we did today. No, no. Everything is called, see, Raider. It's called already. He already know who's going to do what, when they're going to do what, and how they're going to do what. We leave it like that. Top part of the Sabbath day, all the six anointed camps is ready to go. The gate is open everywhere, so call for details. See what area you're in, 224-600-5579, 195 international countries, 104-825 is flashing on the international side. Yakwa be with you all. We're going to swing down and get Sister G. Israel come in, and we'll throw a couple verses on the table. As the lead teacher, Yakwa Israel is spreading the books out, getting ready to go. So, you know, I love to take notes. I'm a great note taker. I love taking more notes than anything. So we'll bring in Sister G Israel and put the ancient greetings on her, according to Luke 2, verse 4. And then you precept that to what? I don't know that now. We'll find out in a minute. We'll precept that and find out why we do what we do. Right now we're going to bring in Sister G Israel with the ancient greetings coming out of Luke chapter 2, verse 4. Sister G Israel. Yahweh be with you there, see, right. Yahweh be with you there, see, right. Probably not hearing nothing, WCC. We heard Mr. Tilson, no problem.
Yahweh blessings here, Israel, see, Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, that's it. Sister G Israel. All right, Yahweh bless you. All right, let's see if we can get something going on the table for a top part of Saturday. Yahweh be with you all. Those on the network, Yahweh be with you all. Sister G Israel. Yahweh be with you, LC, right?
Yahweh bless you, see your Israel, see Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we can get something going on there. Sister G Israel. Let's see if we can get something going on here. Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. What that say there, Sister G Israel?
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And that's true. Because Job made a profound statement. We did comment on something. And then one thing about it. If you want the Bible to talk to you, precept your Bible. Simple as that. You want to hear a small of your Bible, top part of several days. Now, in the 14th chapter, Job, can you help me out? What do it say in the 14th, 4 and verse 5?
Job, chapter 14, verses 4 and 5. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. 5. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with you. You has appointed his bounds that he cannot pass.
See that? So you can do all the hollering, hooping, hollering that you want. That's why it's very important for you not to be in the 21:16 of Proverbs. He would do a lot of hooping and hollering, but I miss my loved ones and all Israel here. And that's because one reason. When you make statements like that, it's because of one thing you do not know that's in 21:16 of Proverbs. What's written in Proverbs 21:16 now? Mr. G. Israel?
Proverbs, verse 16. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
Mr. G. Israel, what do Proverbs 21:16 say?
Proverbs, chapter 21, verse 16. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead.
I didn't hear that on 21:16. And nobody in class to it. Mother E, what do 21:16 say? I didn't hear nothing. Let me find out what's going on while I'm not hearing nothing. Hey, WCC, why I'm not hearing nothing? I didn't hear no 21:16. So I'm stuck and I don't know where to go behind that. Mother E, what do Proverbs 21:16 say? Because I'm stuck. I didn't hear nothing.
And that wandereth out of the way of understanding
should
remain in the congregation of the dead.
Uh-huh. So if you want to understand this and just say, Yahweh, you will remain in a congregation of the dead. And that's just the bottom line. See, when you have an understanding about what's going on, it's a people that knows what's going on, and they got to identify themselves. And we come humble. You want to see the miracles of the Bible? You're going to have to learn what is written in the order that he got it written in.
So, G Israel. Let's see if we run to, let's run to Psalms 104 verse 9. But I didn't hear nothing on, so let's see, can we hear something on 104 verse 9? What does it say, 104 verse 9, Esther?
Psalms chapter 104 verse 9. You have set about that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth.
Uh-huh. Did we hear that? Now, Sister G, what did we just got through hearing that you told? Now run to 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3. And precept, they'll be coming right back and break that down, what we just got through here in 109, 104, verse 9. Now, go on to 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3.
2 Samuel, chapter 1, verse 23.
Now, 23,
1. Oh, 23,
1.
2 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 1. Now these be the last words of David. David was the son of Jesse. David, the son of Jesse, said, "And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of Yahweh of Israel, and the sweet psalms of Israel said."
What did he say? Next verse. What did he say?
Verse 2. The spirit of Yahweh spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait, hold up. Let me get in on it, too. So the spirit of Yahweh spake by David. He said his word was in his tongue. And that's big talk now, Sister G. Now let's find out what is the rules of regulation. When you got the spirit of Yahweh on you, what happened next?
2, 3. And Yahweh of Israel said, "The rock of Israel spake to me, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Yahweh."
So, now, if you got the spirit of Yahweh, according to what you just got through reading, how do you suppose to respond according to verse 3?
How do I? Yahweh the father of Israel said, "The rock of Israel, Yahweh the son, spake to me that he ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Yahweh."
Break that down for this national audience. Let's just inform the national audience what that means. What that means according to that verse. What means? Break it down to this national audience. What does 23 verse 3 mean?
Yahweh the father of Israel spake to Yahweh the son of Israel, the rock of Israel, who spake to David, the son of Jesse. The spirit of Yahweh spake by me.
Okay. And?
Yahweh the father speaks to Yahweh the son, who speaks to the ministering spirit, who speaks to the servant, the seers.
Okay. Then what goes to happen? Now, according to verse 3, then what goes to happen? How do the man of Yahweh supposed to operate? According to verse 3.
He that ruleth over men must be just.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Ruling
yes.
in ruling in the fear of Yahuwah.
Ain't that something? So there it is right there. So first of all, if you as the spirit of Yahuwah spoke to any man, there goes the rules and regulations. You got to be deaf, and you
and
got
you
to
got
rule in the fear of Yahuwah. That's big talk with them. Now we got, now you got a lot of them say, well, you know, he don't say it from the name. But then we want to know, where is that fear at then? So if that's the case, then if he'll spoke to you, where is your fear at? And the definition of fear is 111 verse 10. I'm going to come back to 109 in a minute. So now you say, well, you know, well, I'm waiting on him to speak to me. Okay, all right, good. Now he don't spoke to you, but now we want to make sure you line up with this book on what he don't say to you, because you got to be just and you got to be ruling in the fear of YHWH. And the fear of YHWH, Yahuwah, you got to have some 111 when the Bible talks, verse 10 of Psalms. So you got to be a 111 verse 10. What does it say there? G Israel, 111 verse 10.
Psalm chapter 111 verse 10. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his far instructions. His praise endureth forever.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? So you see how the Bible would tell you exactly? So if you say, thus says Yahuwah, that means Yahuwah spoke to you. So now, that means you got the fear of Yahuwah, and the fear of Yahuwah is those that do his Torah instruction first five books. So now, if you're not keeping them first five books, ain't no Yahuwah spoke to you, so you should not be saying no thus says no Yahuwah, because that make you false when you do that, because you had a fear of Yahuwah and you will keep what he got written in 111 by the mouth of David. Let's go back to 104 verse 9. Now let's cover this now. Back to 104 verse 9. Let's do it on 104 verse 9. Psalms 104 verse 9. Let's do a little educating now, Sister G Israel. Let's educate this national orders according to this book. 104 verse 9, what it say of Psalms?
Psalm chapter 104, verse 9. You have set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth.
Now, what that's supposed to mean? That means that he had already done a Isaiah 49, 8 through 10. So understand something. When your loved ones is no longer here, Yahuwah has set a bound. I don't care if you got aloe vera, a treadmill, and you walk the chalk line straight. He has set a bound. They may not pass over. So he already got it set. And that's what the precept comes from Job. Your days, your hours, your seconds have been determined even before you come out of the womb. Recognize when your loved ones is taken from you, it's because you're in the congregation of the dead. Everybody got a timeline on when he's coming into this world and a timeline when he's going to leave this world. So that's why you better make sure you got your Yahuwah right. That's the key. Because he has set a bound, and you're not going to pass it. I don't care if you hide from the jail. You're not going to pass what Yahuwah got set for you already. All right, what are we reading now, Sister G? Where are we going?
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 10. Isaiah chapter 49.
Pick it up at 8 through 10. 8, 9, and 10.
Isaiah chapter 49, verses 8 through 10. Verse 8. Thus saith Yahweh, in an acceptable time have I heard you, and in a day of salvation have I helped you. And I will preserve you and give you for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritage. 9. That you may say to the prisoners, go forth. To them that are in darkness, show yourself. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. 10. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that has mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide them.
That's big talk, yes. This is big talk. We got to find out who you telling all this over. That's great. That's called tall talking with them. Who are you telling going to do all this to? Now we got to let your Bible talk. Who is he going to lead to all this good old spring water and all this? We got to read that from the pages of the book. Now, he don't say a whole lot, but we better find out a little bit more about this. Who's going to be carrying this title that he's going to lead to this water? Let's run to the 40th chapter of the book of Psalms, and we're going to pick it up in verse 9. And now we're going to throw our teaching wheel tight in on who we're talking to. With this Bible, walk right into who he's telling all this good stuff to by going to Psalm, top part of the Sabbath day, live at Camp 1, verse 40. Pick up at verse number 9.
Psalm chapter 40, verse 9. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Yahweh, you knowest.
Keep these straight on down to verse 12. So now, look what we don't ran into. He said, this happened to the great congregation. Now, Sister G, you don't stop in on some pretty good stuff, yeah. So he's talking to the great congregation. And that's big talk of death. Come on, keep reading down to verse 12. We can find out a little bit more. So otherwise, this conversation is going to the great congregation. Let's read a little bit more.
Verses 10 through 12. Verse 10. I have not hid your righteousness within my mind. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation. 11. Withhold not you your tender mercies from me, O Yahweh. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. 12. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities, sins, have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my mind faileth me.
That's kind of talk of death, brings old Seal be reaching for his old handkerchief to wipe his eyes behind that. But wait a minute. What do we hear twice? You heard it in verse 11. Then I heard you read the same word again. And what verse was that? I read about the great congregation. And I heard you read it again unless you read that same verse back over. Did you read that great congregation more than one time there, Sister G. Israel? Because this message is aimed to the great congregation. Now, did you read the same verse twice, or did you read it in another verse?
It's in 9 and 10.
Ain't that something? So now you know we got to investigate this great congregation. And in this great congregation, we got to find out what got to be going on, but we got to investigate that. So let's go to Isaiah chapter 40 and pick that up at verse number 9. Let's go to Isaiah 40, verse 9. We got to investigate that, Brother Chase. Now, we got to investigate that because you don't stumble up on something, then we got to investigate that great congregation. Because he said, the first one going to receive this information, it is the great congregation. Now, we got to investigate and find out, well, who is this great congregation? Because you're talking some good talk. And we need to know a little bit more about this great congregation. So you go ahead and go to Isaiah 40 and pick up verse 9, and let's see what we're working with. 40 verse 9.
Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 9. O Zion, polluted for city of David, that bringeth good tidings, get you up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, polluted for Yathat Judah, that bringeth good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Yathat Judah, the southern kingdom, behold your Yahweh.
That's that stuff. Now, Sister G. Israel, I don't got hatching out. So you're telling me that we stumbled up on the great congregation. Now, wait a minute. You got to help me out, Sister G. Now, I heard something. Now, I just heard something. I heard you over there in Psalm 40, verse 9 and 11. So they were talking about a great congregation. And in that great congregation, I heard the word called righteousness. Now I'm hearing the word come out of Isaiah about a seer, some tall talking. So is we getting suspicious about this great congregation? So is a great congregation got to understand he's talking about somebody is a great congregation? Now, according to what we just got through reading, Mr. G., according to what you just got through reading, who do you think is this great congregation? According to what you just got through reading, coming out of Isaiah 40, verse 9 and 10. Who is this great congregation?
Yathat Judah. Say unto the cities of Yathat Judah, behold your Yahweh.
Ain't that something? You mean the precept would tell you exactly who the great congregation is. I thought the great congregation was everybody, but we just found out it is a name on the great congregation. Yathat Judah. Now, and if that's the case, let's go to the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 2. Go to 2 Ezra chapter 2. Now, we're going to see can we run into something else. Because it's something that we need to know. Time is not in our favor. That means the sixth anointed camp got to step it up now. So we just find out in writing, the great congregation, it got the smell, the taste of Yathat Judah. So Yathat Judah, if you're the great congregation, then you got to find out what is your responsibility of maintaining the great congregation. So what are we reading now, that's what Jesus said. What are we reading now?
2 Ezra chapter 2.
Take it verse 34 to 40.
Verse 2 Ezra chapter 2, verses 34 through 40.
Mm-hmm.
Second Ezra chapter 2, verse 34. And therefore I say unto you, O you nations, that hear and understand, look for your shepherd. He shall give you everlasting rest, for he is near at hand that shall come in the end of the world. 35. Be ready to the reward of the kingdom, for the everlasting light shall shine upon you forevermore. 36. Flee the shadow of this world. Receive the joyfulness of your greatness, and testify my Savior openly. 37. O receive the gift that is given you, and be glad, giving thanks unto him that has called you to the heavenly kingdom. 38. Arise up and stand. Behold the number of those that be sealed in the feasts of Yahuwah. 39. Which are departed from the shadow of the world and have received the greatness, honor, garments of Yahuwah. 40. Take your number, O Zion, polluted for the city of David, and shut up those of yours that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled the Torah instructions of Yahuwah.
Yeah, they got a lot of conversation with that. Jezreel, a whole lot of conversation. But he mentioned about what verse he was talking to a people, telling them that, yo, who is coming? Look back. The seer was telling the great congregation that somebody is coming. Can you back up and tell me in the early part of 34, 35, it put a title on somebody that's coming. It was getting them prepared for somebody's coming. Can you come back and read that verse again on about somebody's coming?
Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse 34. And therefore I say unto you, O you nations, that hear and understand, look for your shepherd. He shall give you everlasting rest, for he is near at hand that shall come in the end of the world.
Oh, so he's telling the people to look for your shepherd. He's going to come at the end of the world. So he's coming at the end of the world. But he left a tidbit in the 14th chapter of St. John, verse 12. He left a tidbit. He said something in 14, verse 12. So see, can we analyze what is he saying? Because he made it plain that how he speaks. Because the world of the 17 nation world can receive this understanding carnal, worldly. But he spoke a little bit different in showing you the Bible must be understood. It's a double meaning to it. And he spoke in parables. But it's time for the parables is to be unfolded. Now, why do we say that? Hold that point and read 119, verse 100. Why do we say that? Why is time now that the parables of the Bible, it is time now for them to be revealed? Maybe we can find out in 119, verse 100, Psalms.
Psalm. Chapter 119, verse 100. Psalm, chapter 100. Psalm, chapter 119, verse 100. I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts.
Oh. So David prophesied it would be someone knowing more than the ancients because they're going to keep the precepts. Because remember, they the one put the precepts together, but he had David right. It would be somebody to come that's going to know more than them because you kept the precepts. And in 14 verse 12 of St. John, then he dropped a tidbit in 14 verse 12 of St. John. And what did he say?
John chapter 14 verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Now, what did he say there? He said, I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave because he cleared that what he said he did in Matthew 26:55. So he said he's going to leave. And he said, but he going to do greater works than what I did. He going to, now, what did he leave for he to peep at? Let's see what he left for he to peep at in Matthew 26:55. What do he supposed to peep at? Matthew 26:55.
Matthew chapter 26. Verse 55. In that same hour said the Akwaka's son to the multitude, are you come out as against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sit daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold on me.
Wait a minute. He said daily in the temple working miracles. Did he say that? What did he say he did daily in the temple? Daily in the temple. So he said he sat daily in the temple doing what again, Sister Jesus?
I daily with you teaching in the temple.
Ain't that something? Oh. So he's going to come, and he will do the same thing. He will sit daily teaching. See, when we come on this network, we come on this network daily. And we come on this network teaching. He said, I'm going away. But he's going to come, and he's going to follow the steps what he did because he said he going away. Did he say that in 14 verse 12 of St. John? Or did I misquote that? Let's see what he says in 14 verse 12 one more time.
John chapter 14 verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Now, Sister G, we got a national audience, great big old national audience. If we read that his teaching is over, if we read his teaching is over, according to 14 verse 12, and then he going to come behind me and do greater works than what he did. Is we reading that in 14 verse 12 or not? Help me out there, Sister G. What are we reading there? Help me out there, Sister G, Israel. What are we reading in 14 verse 12?
The works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Mm-hmm. So can you break that down for this national audience, what he's saying there. Okay. What is he saying? Because he's leaving instruction. That's why he said daily in the temple, sitting the president on how it's going to be. Because he said he's going to leave. And matter of fact, even when he left, we get another tidbit that once he got through saying what he just got through saying, then he said something in 28 verse 20 from Matthew's. Now we're going to take all that and tie it in now, Sister J. Israel, and we'll see if we come up with a conclusion on this by going to the 28th chapter, verse number 20, and see what it says. Matthew's 28 verse 20, what it says.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah.
Now, you got a whole lot to explain. Now, you got a whole lot to explain, G. Now, you got a whole lot to explain. Now, you got to look at that 14 verse 12 and tie that verse in right there and break that down for the mass audience. What is he trying to tell us by looking at that verse, 14 verse 12, and looking at 28 verse number 20? Break that down for the national audience, what you just got to read. You're on the clock. Come on.
Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go you therefore
teach. 20.
I'm answering.
Make it 20.
Matthew 28, verse 19. Go you therefore and teach all nations of the 12 tribes of Israel, baptizing them by the word in the name of the Father, Yahuwah the Father, and of Yahuwah the Son, and the ministering spirit.
Okay. All right. So now what are you saying now? So now what are you saying?
Go forth and teach. The work continue. He's with the Father.
Who's supposed to do that? Who's supposed to do that?
Our shepherds, our teachers, our seers, supposed to continue the works of teaching the people.
Ain't that something? Let's go to Psalm 80, verse 1, and find out where do these shepherds supposed to go to by going to Psalm 80, verse 1. Then we're going to precept that back to 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 through 5. Let's go to 80, verse 1, and find out. Now, we got a source. They said, wait for your shepherd. Now, let's find where the shepherd supposed to go. You want to know where the shepherd supposed to go to according to the Bible by reading 80, verse 1?
Psalm chapter 80, verse 1. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you that lead Joseph like a flock, you that dwelleth between the cherubims, shine forth. 2.
Uh-huh. Good. That's it. So the shepherd going to be going where, according to 80, verse 1?
Of Israel.
Excellent. Now, precept that to 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 through 5. So now we clear whoever this shepherd is, he must focus in on Israel. How are you supposed to do? And before you read 1 through 5, and what are we supposed to focus in, what kind of condition would Israel be in? We go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 5 and 6. Now, let's see what kind of condition Israel will be in when this come on the clock. We go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 5 and 6. What kind of condition will Israel be in? Let's see.
Matthew
11, 5 and 6.
Matthew chapter 11, verses 5 through 6. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the covenant teachings taught to them. 6. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me.
Ain't that something? I've been talking, Sister Israel. So the shepherd that goes lead his way, he must focus in on the blind, the lame, the deaf. But he got to use what miracle do he got to use? The next verse.
Mm-hmm.
What miracle would he be using? It's right there. It's right there written. What miracle will this shepherd be using to make the blind get right, the lame to walk, the deaf to hear? What miracle will he be using according to that verse right there? What miracle will he be? You're on the clock. It's right there written. Come on, bring it up.
Have the gospel, the good news of the covenant teachings, preach, talk to them.
You will have some teaching. You will have the covenant teaching to you. And when you understand the covenant teaching of the Bible, if you blind, you start seeing. Let's precept that and we'll bag out from there. Let's bag up to 1029, St. John, we'll back out. So now you're going to lay a whole lot of good stuff in there. Now we're going to 1029. We're going
John.
And, no, make that Matthews. 1029? Make it Matthews. Make it Matthew 1029.
Matthew. Chapter 10, verse 29. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father?
Mm. Well, I guess I'm kind of blow that good pretty hit there. Let's see, Israel. And I'm going to let that remain on the table. I'm blowing that great hit. I'm blowing me a great hit. So I tell you what, I just hold that back for a minute. But what I will get, and a closing statement at you, let's go to Psalms chapter 45, and we look at verse 11 through 21, the closing statement. We'll put that to the side. So there's a great hit that I overlooked. Matter of fact, I ain't satisfied with that. No, I tell you what, let's hold it back. Let's come back to 9:21. Let's come back to 9:21, St. John. No sister say, all right, see, I'm gonna try to make sure you stay straight now. Let's come back to 9:21 of St. John. Let's hold on. Everything we got together, we're gonna hold it together. We're going to look at this thing, 9:21. What is they talking about? Let's see what they're talking about. Come on.
John chapter 9, verse 21. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. 22. These words spake his parents because they feared the Yahda Judah, for Yahda Judah had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Yahweh's son, he should be put out of the temple. 23. Therefore, said his parents, he is of age. Ask him. 24. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give Yahweh the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. 25. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. 26. Then said they to him again, what did he to you? Who opened he your eyes? 27. He answered them, I have told you already, and you did not hear. Wherefore would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples, followers? 28. Then they reviled him and said, you are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciple. 29. We know that Yahweh spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. 30. The man answered and said unto them, what herein is a marveling thing that you know not from whence he is? And yet he has opened my eyes. 31.
Hold that point. Now, you hear that conversation going on? That conversation going on, but it was told that in that Matthew's, that, matter of fact, in Matthew's 10, it was told, he said, all I know one thing, I can see y'all much better now, because he got my eyes open. And you know, and we call this network, we get calls all over the known world. It said now we seeing things a little bit better. We seeing that Christianity, Islam, and Judaism don't have nothing to do with this Bible. So we can see clearly now. Now, where that guy from, we don't know. What he doing, we don't know. But one thing we do know, we was blind. And now we know we ain't no black, African American, Negro, and color. We know we are the biblical Israelites and the lead tribe is Yah God Judah. Is that right, Sister G? We don't know.
Yeah, we are.
What he be doing? But what can we do know? Well, we were blind. Now we can see Christianity, Islam, Judaism is from Satan the devil. It got nothing to do with the Bible.
That's right.
So we can see this out of our eyes by looking at this book. So we'll close out in Matthew chapter 10 and look what it says in verse number 7 and 8. See, this is what we're trying to tell you. We come on this broadcast 6 nights a week. Where we going and where we been, that's not irrelevant. One thing you got to look in the mirror and see, where you was blind in this word of Yahweh, now you can see more plainer who's who and who's not. Now you know Judah supposed to lead everything when it comes down to the world, and the 11 tribes will follow first, and the world come behind it. When you was glad at, now you see it. So now we can understand what it says in Matthew 10, verse number 7 and 8, and a closing statement of Sister G. Israel Neville. Excellent on your part. Come on.
Matthew chapter 10. Verses 7 through 8. And as you go, preach, teach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give.
Exactly what the Six Anointed Camp doing. We raising them up on a spiritual dead mindset. We're not going to read Baruch 3, verse 4. This dead Israelite, now he's seeing. Now he's seeing how to eat to live. Now he's seeing that the blessings is in the fringes. Now he's seeing
where he was blind, now he sees. Sister G. Israel, what is your closing statement behind that? You're on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Sister Israel, for connecting the books. And Psalms chapter 34, verse 22. Yahweh redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate, shall be condemned. Hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. Excellent, Sister G. And that is, well, all we know one thing, the Sixth Anointed Camp is ready to meet you where you at. It's up to you now to get in where you fit in. We're going to bring the elder back in for his closing statement, and we're going to find the lead teaching take from there. So, Elder McCall, have your closing statement here. You're on the clock. Come on.
Here.
Behind that, he on mute.
Ain't that something?
Well, on that note, we're going to bring in the lead teacher out of Cap 1. When you meet your brother, when a loud voice you say,
Brother Yahweh Israel. And it is marvelous in our eyes. In the part of the Most High today, and this is his doing. No man get no credit for Mother E. Israel. We can pull it out in the book of Luke. If I can pull out a statement, right? Book of Luke. I can write it down, man. My statement is I'm looking for. Be it, Mother Issa. We're going to have to come back and revisit that. All right, let me try Matthew. Oh, give me some Luke 12:12. There's that side right there. Book of Luke. Mother Israel,
chapter 12, verse 12. Mm-hmm. Thy spirit shall teach you in the same hour which you ought to pray.
And we have BOTT where we believe that. And in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. In fact, we hang our mitre on the fact that in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you have ought to say. Right to the book of Genesis, Mother Z. Israel, see, right? From the Genesis chapter 2, right quick. Book of Genesis chapter 2. Let's keep at this Sabbath day, right quick. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3. Mother Z. Israel, C. Royal. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
1, 2, and 3.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Thus the heaven and the earth was finished, and all the host of them. Verse 2, and on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made.
So it was Yahweh that blessed and sanctified the seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
The seventh day is from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. Go to Genesis chapter 1, Mother D of Israel. See how Yahweh determined a day. Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, verse number 8, and verse number 31. Mother D of Israel, how do Yahweh determine a day? Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
So when the evening comes, when the sun go down, that begins a new day, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 8. Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh called the firmament and the evening and the morning were the second day.
All right.
So
when the sun went down on this particular day, we entered into the seventh day of the week. And Yahweh, and that's the day that Yahweh sanctified and Yahweh blessed. Let's see what else he did with that seventh day, Mother Israel, in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. What else did he require on the seventh day? Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, and 3. Mother Israel, see royal. Book of Leviticus 23, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3.
Book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 1 to 3.
Verse 1. Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh speak unto Moses, saying,
saying what?
Speak unto, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel.
Speak unto the family of Israel and do what?
And say unto them concerning the feast of the Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
you shall proclaim to be righteous together. Even these are my feasts.
Verse 3.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
6 days your work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest.
But he said the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. Come on.
And righteous assembly.
So he said you got to have a righteous gathering, right?
Yeah.
Over that point, let's run to the book of Eber, Mother Z Israel. Book of Eber, chapter 10, right quick. They say on the seventh day is the day that he requires you to have a righteous gathering. The book of Eber, chapter 10, Mother Z Israel. And let's peep at verse number 25. Let's see what the Most High have to say concerning the seventh day of the week. In the book of Eber, put the word Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25, Mother Z Israel of C Royal.
The book of Hebrews, polluted for Eber, chapter 10, verse 25.
Mm-hmm. Book of Eber, polluted word Hebrews 10, verse 25. Mother E. Israel, C. Royal. Mother
Z. Hebrew,
Israel, C. Royal.
The book of Hebrews, polluted for Eber, chapter 10, verse 25.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Not forsaking the assembly of our salvation.
Of ourselves.
Of ourselves together.
They said by the mouth of Saul Paul, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Go ahead.
As the
manner
of some is.
Mm-hmm.
Exhorting. Exhorting one another, and so much the more as he see the day approach.
It says so much the more as you see that day, right, approaching. But let's look at Leviticus 23, verse 3, Mother Israel.
Leviticus
23,
verse
3.
6 days your work be done.
They gave us 6 days to do what we had to do, right? Go ahead.
But the 7 day is the Sabbath of rest.
And we know the 7 day is from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday, right? Yes. So that's Yahweh's day that he blessed and sanctified. Go ahead.
A righteous assembly.
So you have a righteous assembly. We read in the book of Eber that we should not forsake the assembly and ourselves together. Go ahead, read on.
Do no work therein.
Mm-hmm.
The Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings.
So no matter where you are located at, because Yahweh knew that you would be spread to the four corners of the globe, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can read that, Mother D up Israel. Let's get it in Zechariah. Book of Zechariah, let's see where Yahweh knew that these 12 tribes of Israel would be. Zechariah chapter 2. And let's look at verse number 6. Look at Zechariah 2, verse 6. Mother D. F. Israel, the sea royal.
Zechariah chapter 2, verse
6. Mm-hmm.
Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north.
Mm-hmm.
There's Yahweh. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens. There's Yahweh.
Yahweh said, you've been spread it abroad. As the 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Go to the book of Deuteronomy, right quick. Deuteronomy 28. Mother Israel, see you right. Look at Deuteronomy 28, verse number 64. Deuteronomy 28, verse 64. Mm-hmm.
Then know that
revelation,
thereof is near.
Then I did know that the revelation thereof is near. Come on.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Then that them which are in Yahdah Judah flee to the mountains.
Then make a move, right? That them that is in Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, flee, make a move, right? Come on.
And that them which are in the middle of the deep part,
and let them which are in the midst of it depart out.
Midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the country enter in therein.
Mm-hmm. And therein too.
Therein too.
About
verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
These be the days of vengeance. That all things which are written may be fulfilled.
Great.
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
But woe unto them that are with child.
Great.
And to them that is suckling in those days. For there shall be great
distress
in the land, and wrath upon this people,
verse 24,
and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive unto all nations. And Yahdah Judah shall be trodden down
of the Gentiles
until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
They say Yahdah Judah will be trodden down of the Gentiles. But the inhabitants of the land will be ready, taken captive, right? Into every nation.
Right.
It's not to the book of Jeremiah, Mother D.S. Israel, see, right? In Jeremiah chapter 13 right quick. See if we can pinpoint what really went down with Yahdah Judah. In Jeremiah chapter 13, 7 through 10, verse 17, verse number 19. Or the day of Israel, see right. Jeremiah 13, verse 7 through 10, verse number 17 and verse number 19.
Jeremiah.
Numbers, In Jeremiah 13, verse number 19, let's see how Jeremiah worded that same statement here, Mother D.
Jeremiah, chapter 13, verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
The cities of the south shall be shut up.
So Jeremiah said that Southern Kingdom is going to be sealed up like a vault, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And none shall open them.
Go ahead.
Y'all got Judah shall be carried away captive. All of it.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be
holy.
Righteous?
Holy.
Holy.
Meaning all of it. Just another way to say it, all of it. Holy.
Carried away captive.
So he said y'all got Judah was going to be carried away captive. Yahweh said that his flock, right, would go into captivity.
That's big talk, Brother Yahweh here. So that's big talk right there.
So now, if you didn't go into captivity, how can you be the sheep of the other fold? How can you be that? And you didn't go into any captivity.
Right.
And you said that out of your own mouth, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
In the book St. John. Mother of Israel. Then he said out his own mouth in St. John chapter 8, verse 33. Hey, let's pick it up at 30, verse 33. Let's hear a little bit of this. St. John 8, 30, 33. Mother of Israel, C. Royal.
St. John
8,
chapter 8. Verse 30 to 33.
Mm-hmm.
St. John chapter 8, verse 30. Verse 30.
Yes, ma'am.
As he spoke these words, many believed on him. Verse 31. Then said Yahweh the son to those Yahweh of Judah.
That the mother of Lee. We know that this ain't Yahweh Judah because they're going to make a statement here right quick. And we're going to find out that Yahweh Judah could have made a statement like this. Come on, read.
We'll
figure it out. Come on, read. We'll figure it out.
Yahweh the Son to those Jews which delivered. Which believed on him if he.
Continue.
If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples, followers, indeed.
So I guess that was y'all got you in there, Brother Lee. Verse 32, my book.
Verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Now somebody else going to get into the conversation, though, Brother Lee. Let's see what they say in verse 33.
Verse 33. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed.
We are Abraham's seed, but what about
us? And were never in bondage to any man.
Chapter 1, verse 28, verse 34, and 35.
First Chronicles chapter 1, verse 38, 34, 35.
Verse 11. What did Israel get caught up in, Mother Z?
verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Has a nation changed their Yahweh?
He said, now, did a nation change their Yahweh, right? Go ahead.
Which are yet no Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
but my people have changed their honor.
Changed their power.
Changed their power for that which
does not profit.
Profit.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. Be astonished, O ye heaven.
He said, look at heaven. Be astonished at this. Come on.
At this. And
mm-hmm.
Be
horribly.
Horribly afraid.
Yes, ma'am.
Be ye very desolate, said the Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
For my people have committed two evils.
Now look at my people, right?
Right.
They committed two evils. What did they do?
They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water,
mm-hmm.
and hewed them out systems, broken systems, that cannot hold no water.
That can hold no water. Verse 14.
Verse 14.
Uh-huh.
Israel a servant.
So through the mouth of Jeremiah to see it, right? Yeah, I ask the question. Is Israel a servant? Go ahead.
Is he a homegrown slave?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he spoiled?
Mm-hmm. So why is that Israelite? Why is he spoiled, right? Let's run to Deuteronomy. Brother Makai, Israel, see you right at Deuteronomy 28, right quick. Run to Deuteronomy 28. Let's look at 46 through 50. Let's see what happened to this Israelite. Everybody want to tie into your thing but you, right? Everybody want to stake claim on what belongs to you but you. Deuteronomy 28, 46 through 50. Brother
Micaiah,
Israel, see you right. What happened to this Israelite?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse mm-hmm. 46 through 50.
Yes, sir.
Verse 46.
Uh-huh.
And they should be upon you for a sign,
mm-hmm.
for a wonder,
yeah.
and upon thy seed forever.
So what's going to be on Israel for a sign and a wonder? And verse 15. Deuteronomy 28, 15. What's going to be on them for a sign and for a wonder?
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, to observe to do all his Torah instructions and his statutes, which I command you this day, and all these curses shall be upon, shall come upon you and overtake you.
So what's going to be upon them for a sign and a wonder is curses, right? Verse number 47. Let's see what happened in verse 47.
Verse 47. Because thou servest not Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, with joyfulness
mm-hmm.
and with gladness of mind for the abundance of all things. Verse 48.
Uh-huh.
Therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies,
mm-hmm.
which Yahuwah shall stand against you, in hunger, and thirst,
uh-huh.
and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he has destroyed you.
Verse 49.
Verse 49.
Come on.
Yahweh shall bring a nation against thee from far,
mm-hmm.
from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies. A nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. Verse 50.
Mm-hmm.
A nation of fierce counsel,
uh-huh.
which shall not regard the person of the old,
yeah.
nor show favor to the young.
So he said that he would bring a nation, a fierce continent. They would not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. So Yahweh said, because you would not serve me with the joy of mind for the abundance of all things, now you're going to serve your enemy. We read it in the book of Luke chapter 19, right, that your enemy was going to cast a trick about you, right? keep you in on every side. Let's go to the book of Micah. Book of Micah, Mother D.M. Israel, see you right. Let's see what we can find out from the seal of Micah right quick. The statement over here, let me see if I can peep at it right quick. The book of Micah, Mother D.M. Israel, see you right. Then Micah chapter 6. Let's peep at verse number 1, 2, and 3. Verse number 8 and 9. Micah 6, verse 1, 2, and 3. Verse 8 and 9. Let's see what went down, Mother D of Israel.
Micah chapter 6, verses 1 and 3, 8 and 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Hear you now what Yahweh says. Arise, content you before the mountains, and let the hills hear my voice.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 2. Hear you, O mountain, Yahweh's controversy, and you strong foundation of the earth. For Yahweh has a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel.
Verse number 3.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
O my people, what have I done to you? And wherein have I wearied you? Testify against me.
Verse number 8 and 9.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
He has shown you, O man, what is good and what does Yahweh require of you but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your Yahweh.
Verse number 9.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
Yahweh's voice cries unto the city, and the men of wisdom shall see your name.
Man or woman of wisdom, they gonna see the four letters, right?
Yeah.
They ain't gonna have no problem with the four letters.
Who Yahweh?
Go ahead, read on.
Hear you, the rod, and who has appointed it?
So he said he has shown his people what is good, right? Mm-hmm. Israel is sinning all the way down to the return of Yahweh's son, right? With, he do away with death, right? Come on.
And have confessed the name of Yahweh.
They did what?
Confess the name of Yahweh.
So you got to have that name on your tongue, right?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
You got to confess the name of Yahweh. Now are they crowned with what?
Now are they crowned, and
the sea. Oh. So you ain't gonna get this immortality without confessing what?
Well,
four letters, right?
Yeah,
well. Verse 46, come on. Mm-hmm.
Then said I unto thee,
go ahead.
What young person is it that crowned him?
Deuteronomy 32.
Yahweh, you have provoked me to anger
with your vanity,
and I will move you to jealousy
with those
which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger
with a foolish
nation.
Verse 26.
Yes, ma'am. I would scatter you to corners.
But he said, I'm gonna scatter you into corners. Go ahead.
I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among men.
Now you are African American, black and colored, right?
Yeah.
Somebody recognize you as, I mean, you can tell them a thousand times, they still gonna call you black, right?
Yeah.
They still gonna refer to you as Mr. Black Man and Miss Black Woman, right? Jeremiah 32, but the Micaiah Israel see you right. But he said that you provoked him, we provoked him to anger. We was worshiping devil, right there, what he said. But in Jeremiah chapter 32, of the Micaiah Israel see you right. Jeremiah 32, let's look at 20 through 22, 33 through 40. Jeremiah 32, verse 20 through 22. 33 to 40. The Micaiah Israel of C. Russell.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 20 to 22, skipping down to verses 33 to 40.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20. And the word of Yahweh reads, which has set signs and wonders in the land of Mezarim, even until this day, in Israel and among other men, and has made thee a name as at this day.
Verse 21.
Yes, sir. And has brought forth your people, Israel, out of the land of Egypt, polluted from Mezarim, with signs and with wonders, and with a strong hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with great terror. Verse 22.
Yes, sir.
And has given them this land, which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey.
He said that 33 to 40. Let's see where it went down, though. 33 to 40.
This is Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 33 to 40.
Yes, sir.
Verse 33. They have turned unto me the back.
So he said, Israel did what? Turn to me what?
The fact
and what?
And not the faith.
Good.
So I taught them,
mm-hmm.
rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction.
He said that Israel, they refused to receive instruction, right? Verse 34, come on.
Verse 34.
Uh-huh.
But they set their abominations in the house.
So they set their abominations in the temple, right? Which is called by my name. Oh, hold that point. He said they set their abominations in my temple, right?
That's
what? Let's see if we can follow up on that statement, Mother G of Israel. Run to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8. Run to Ezekiel, right quick. Mother G of Israel, see you right. Let's keep that. Ezekiel, chapter 8. Let's take it to verse number 7.
Ezekiel chapter
8,
verse
7. Let's read down to verse number 16. Ezekiel 8, 7 through 16. Mother G.F. Israel,
see right. Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 7 through 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 7. And he brought me to the door of the court. And when I looked, behold, a hole in the wall.
Come on.
Verse 8.
Uh-huh.
Then said he unto me, not a man dig now in the wall, and when I had dug in the wall, behold, a door.
Verse 9. Yes,
and he said unto me, go in, and behold the wicked abomination that they do here.
Verse
Come on.
Verse 10.
Uh-huh.
So I went in and saw, and behold, even from the...
Every
form of creeping things and abominable beasts and all the idols of the temple of Israel. Portrayed upon the wall round about.
Verse 11.
And there stood before them seven men, and of the seven men of the ancient of the family of Israel, and in the midst of them stood
Jezreelite,
the son of
Shaphan,
with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up.
Verse 12.
Then said he unto me, Son of man, have thou seen what the ancients of the family of Israel do in the dark? Every man in his chamber of his
imagery.
For they say,
what they say?
Yahweh sees us not.
They're saying that. Great.
Yahweh has forsaken the earth.
They say, Yahweh sees us not. Yahweh has forsaken you.
Verse 13. He said also unto me,
what do
you say? Turn you yet again, and thou shalt see greater abomination that they do. Verse 14. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of Yahweh's temple, which was towards the north. And behold, there sat woman weeping for Tammuz.
He said, he brought me to the door of the temple. He had woman in the temple of Yahweh, and they were weeping for who?
Tammuz.
They were looking for Tammuz.
Yeah.
Verse 15, come on.
15.
Uh-huh.
Then said he unto me,
what do you say?
Hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn you yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these.
Verse 16. Yes, ma'am.
And he brought me into the inner court of Yahweh's temple.
But he said he brought me into the inner court of Yahweh's temple, and what happened?
And behold, at the door of the temple of Yahweh, between the porch and the altar, were about 25 men with their backs towards the temple of Yahweh and their face towards the east, and they worshiped the sun towards the east.
They said, have you seen what they do in my temple, right?
Yeah.
Jeremiah chapter 32. Brother Micaiah, Israel, see you, Lord. Think of that 33 through 40. To see why Yahweh became so angry with us. Why are he so angry with us, Brother Micaiah?
Look at Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 33.
Yes, sir.
And they have turned unto me the back.
So Yahweh said they turned to me, you know. We don't want to be bothered with somebody tearing your back, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, come on.
And not the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them instruction. 34. But they set their abominations in the house.
Hold on, in the temple. Go back to that 33. You skipped over a whole list of that.
Okay.
We gotta have it.
Okay.
Verse 33, come on.
Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
3. And they have turned unto me the back and not the face.
He said they turned to me the back, not their face, go ahead.
Though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction.
Yet they would not listen to my instructions, right? Verse 34.
Verse 34.
Uh-huh.
But they set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name to defile it.
He said they set the abominations in my temple that is called by my name. Let's see what they working with, Brother Micaiah, in verse 35.
Let's 35.
Yes, sir.
And they built the high places of Baal.
They built the high places to who?
Baal.
Baal, right, please.
Which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom.
So they built great monuments, right?
Yeah.
To Baal. Uh-huh. And the Baal in modern day time is the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got what they call mega churches.
Yeah.
They built their monuments to Baal. In our modern day, which is the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
To cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire unto Molech.
Please.
Which I command them not,
uh-huh.
Neither came it into my mind, that they should not, that they should do this abomination, to cause Yah-Jah Judah to sin.
Verse 36.
And now, therefore, thus saith Yahweh.
What
did he say? The Yahweh of Israel.
Uh-huh.
Concerning this city, whereof ye say, it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence.
Mm-hmm.
37.
Yes, sir.
Behold, I will gather them out of all countries, whether I have driven them in my anger.
But he said that it would come a point in time when he would gather them, right?
Yeah,
well, out of all countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where he had driven them. Come on.
Mm-hmm. And in my fury,
mm-hmm.
and in great wrath,
please.
And I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. Verse 38.
Yes, sir.
And they shall be my people, and I will be their Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 39.
Yes, sir.
And I will give them one mind and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and end of their children after them.
Verse 40. Please.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their mind, and they shall not depart from me.
Let's run to Jeremiah chapter 2.
I got something.
Okay.
Now you read a verse where it says they turned their back to him, right?
Yeah,
well, I'm gonna read that verse again about they turned their back to him. They turned their back to him.
Okay. Book of Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 33. And they have turned unto me the back and not the face.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. Let's precept that to Isaiah 58. And what if they did that, Yahweh? They turned it back. And not only they turned it back, while they're walking away from Yahweh, they done something else. They done something else in 58 verse 9. What was that? Isaiah 58 verse 9, Brother Mackay, what if they did? Now they turned their back to Yahweh, right? And they done something else. And 58 verse 9 of Isaiah, what was that?
Book of Isaiah 58 verse 9. Then shalt thou call, and Yahweh shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of you the yoke,
yeah.
The putting forth of the finger.
Do what?
Putting forth of the finger.
Now, you remember back in school when when somebody, they'd turn it back to you and they'd put a finger behind their back, right, while you're walking away? All right, back to Brother Yacht.
Hallelujah, that's one.
Let's keep it at Jeremiah chapter 2. Brother Israel C. Roy. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 2 right quick. That 20, 21, 26, 27, 32, and
33. I was standing out there trying to catch the bus. Yeah, I remember a school bus pulled next to me in the rain. And I looked over the kids with the bus, and they gave me the thing.
Look at Jeremiah chapter 2. Number 20, 21. Verse number 26, 27, 32, and 33. Jeremiah chapter 2. verse 20 through 22, 26, 27, 32, and 33.
Come on.
What about 28, mother?
Verse 28.
Well, you're right. Verse 32. Come on. 32, 33. What's going on?
Verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
Can a man forget her ornament or a bride her
attire?
Attire. Yet my people have forgotten me. They without number.
He said, look here. My people have forgotten me. They without number. Verse 33. Yes, ma'am.
Forsaken me, but
what?
You your own self, says the Yahweh.
Well, Yahweh, I really don't need you. But you sure enough need me. Right? Come on. Verse 28.
Thus says the
Almighty Yahweh.
Thus says the Almighty Yahweh, have I not praised you as a faithful,
as a father,
his son.
Did I treat you like a father to his son? Come on.
As a mother, her daughter.
Go ahead.
And a nurse, her
young baby.
I also will laugh at your calamity.
What do you think you're going to do?
Laugh at your calamity.
When you need it the most, what do you think you're
going to
do?
Laugh at your calamity.
Go ahead, read.
I will mark when you fear, when your fear comes. When your fear cometh as desolation.
Desolation.
And your destruction cometh as the whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you.
Yeah.
Verse 28. Then shall you call upon me.
Now you're going to remember the Sabbath day. Now you're going to remember his name. Now you remember you should be wearing fringes. Now you're going to remember it, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on now.
But I will not answer.
But I'm going to do what?
Answer. They shall seek me early.
What happened?
But they shall not find me.
You see that? Come on, brother, my guy.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 29 and 33.
Yeah.
Verse 29. For that they hated knowledge.
They for what they hate?
For they hated knowledge.
Go ahead.
And did not choose the fear of Yahuwah.
Hold that point. And Mother Eve, what is the fear of Yahuwah according to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10? They don't want the fear of Yahuwah.
Yeah.
So what is this fear they don't want of Yahuwah? He said, look here. Since you got a problem with fearing your mighty one, the four letters, what do you got written at Mother Eve? 9, verse 10 of Proverbs. What is it saying?
Knowledge of the righteous understanding.
So once you lost your fear, you will not get the understanding.
Yeah.
You do not fear your Yahuwah. And Mother Z, where did he pull that from in 111 verse 10 of Psalms pertaining to what? Fear you got to hell when it comes down to Yahuwah's business. 111 verse 10, Mother Z. Isaiah 111 verse 10, what it say? Matthew chapter 6 verse 1, listen good, Mother Eve. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1.
Giving them bread. How can you say?
chapter 51. Back up with Moses, Matthew 6, verse 20 and 33. Moses of Israel, help me the rock, 32, 24. Wait, no. Come on.
Chapter
6, 47 to 51.
Listen good. 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you,
yes,
he that believeth on me hath everlasting life.
Right.
48. I am that bread of life.
What did he say?
I am that bread
of
life.
So what do we need daily? The word of who? What did Yahweh just say? I am
the bread
that bread of
life.
So you want your bread daily? What you want to say? I want my Yahweh daily. That's why he was sitting there teaching daily, giving you a sign that you cannot make it without your Yahweh. You need your Yahweh in your life daily.
Yes.
You can't put him off to the side and pick him up when you get ready. Well,
yes.
Get around now. You got to have your Yahweh with you. What kind of way?
Daily.
He said, I am that bread of life. Bread of reed. When I break it with dramatic, hold your finger on the last point and break back out. Pick with verse 48.
I am that bread of life.
Yes.
49. For your father did eat manna in the wilderness,
yeah,
and are dead. Verse 50. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof.
So the bread that came down from heaven, you eat it from this bread. Mm-hmm. It's talking about the seven, ain't it?
Hallelujah.
That's why he said daily. Teach it. Go ahead and read.
And not die.
Right.
Verse 51.
What?
I am the living bread.
Uh-huh.
That came down from heaven.
Yes.
If any man eat of this bread,
yeah,
he shall live forever.
See the man trying to tell you. But this man trying to tell you, that's why you got to always want your, make sure you find time to get your daily bread. Your daily bread is a big belly full of dust and Yahweh. Eat the words of Yahweh daily. Don't just pick it up on the Sabbath day like brothers do, and then they get had and get offended when it's time to throw down because they don't pick up their daily bread, their Yahweh, until the Sabbath day.
Yes.
Come on, Moses. Matthew 6, verse 20 and 33, what it say?
Matthew chapter 6, verse
20 and 33. Listen good.
Verse 20 and 33. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
Wait a minute. What are you going to do? You lay your treasures in heaven. He's going to tell you why. See, we're going to lay a treasure down where some can get at it. Read.
Yeah, where neither
moths
nor rust
do corrupt.
And where thieves do not break through.
See, you want to make sure one thing. You is loaded up on some dust-ass Yahweh. Because everything you got on this earth, a thief, a slickster, even your loved ones can move it out the way. Right? But when you lay this up, can't nobody touch it.
Yeah.
And that's what he's saying. What you got to do in verse 33 behind that?
Verse 33.
Listen good.
Yahweh.
Oh, so what we supposed to do first is do what?
Teach the kingdom of Yahweh. And his righteousness.
No, your righteousness. Come on, your righteousness, Moses.
And his righteousness.
Oh, hallelujah. Yahweh, talk back to me then. His righteousness. Put yours to the side. Let's get him right.
And all these.
And all them things that you send around about what you want to get
shall be added unto you
after you get your Yahweh right. get your Yahweh right and all the things that you shoot for, Yahweh will grant it to you. But get him right first. Mother Z, right there, go to Sarai 32:24. Mother D up Israel Avenue, Luke chapter 12, 32:32, wait on. Last 15 minutes. Listen good.
Why ain't gonna hear you because you gotta understand something. You
got to stop sinning against this man. He said, I'm going to hear you when you stop sinning against me. See, the reason I don't hear you is I don't have no alligator arms. And he also said, you ain't got to keep on asking the same thing. I don't need no hearing aid. I do hear you, but your sin has separated me from you. And I will not hear you until you correct your sin. This man's saying, until you correct the sin, I'm not going to hear you. There was a friend of mine called me and said, look here. Hey, Dad, can you pray for me? I said, pray for what's wrong, my son? He was one way out the house, and the man coming in the house now. What you doing in the man's house for? Pray for you now. You ain't no business in the man's house. I said, son, look here. If I were you, move the couch back just a little bit and close the door. Hope he comes straight and goes straight to the bathroom. He goes to the bathroom, break out and have that heat up the door open. And so I can tell you something. See, we get ourselves in these positions. Prayer can't help you keep sinning against this man. You ain't no business in the man's house. Yeah. Come on, Brother Micaiah. 1 John 2, 5 through 13, what it say?
Book of 1 John, chapter 2, verses 5 to 13.
Listen good.
Verse 5.
What it say?
But whoso keepeth his word,
yes,
in him verily is the love of Yahuwah.
You got to keep his word, and that's the love of Yahuwah. Come out.
Perfected.
Yes.
Whereby know we that we are in him.
Great.
Verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him are himself also those who walk, even as he walked.
Yes.
Verse 7. Brother.
Well, wait a minute. We found out what his walk was. What was his walk was, our mother, our dear of Israel? Matthew chapter 26, 55. What was his walk? Let's find what was his walk. Matthew chapter 26, verse 55. What's his walk? Let's find out. You got to walk like him. What is his walk? Verse 55.
Yes. Verse 55. In that same hour,
yes,
says Yahuwah the Son,
what?
The multitude.
What do you say?
Are you come out as against a thief?
Right.
With swords and staves?
Yes.
For to take me?
Right.
I said David with you teaching.
I said David doing what?
Teaching.
So what was Yahuwah walk when he's on earth?
Teaching.
When?
David.
When?
David.
Doing what?
Teaching.
That's his walk. He made sure he found to get to the temple daily to do what?
Teach.
So now you walking like Yahuwah when you said daily teaching. David teaching somebody, now you got the walk of Yahuwah. Come on back there, Brother McGuire.
Okay, the book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 7.
What is it?
Verse 7. Brethren, I write no new Torah instructions unto you,
yes,
but an old Torah instruction,
right,
which you had from the beginning.
You had this from the beginning. It ain't nothing new on the scene. You had this from the beginning. So we'll stand on the left side, still stand today on the right side. Pray.
Old Torah instruction is the word,
what?
Which you have heard from,
what?
The beginning.
Uh-huh.
Or say, again, a new Torah instruction I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past.
The darkness, yeah, right. The darkness has passed. If you understand what he means by the darkness has passed. Because Brother Yadav Yisrael, pull it out for me in Adam and Eve 27. Let me show you about the darkness. 27 verse 3 of first book of Adam and Eve. Let me show you about the darkness of past. I'm going to show you how the darkness stands once you get your Yahuwah right. 27 verse 3.
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 27, verse number 3.
three reasons. First book of Adam, chapter 27, verse 3. He said, please, his throne is a mount for the king.
Yes.
But he could not enter into it by reason of the imprint.
You see that? When you got your Yahuwah right, Satan cannot come in. You got your mind on Yahuwah. You got the Yahuwah going through your house. Satan cannot come in. But you got to have your Yahuwah right. And you cannot doubt your Yahuwah. When you got your Yahuwah right, Satan got to go. You start bagging up through this moonwalk. But you got to get your Yahuwah right. Come on back, Brother McGuire.
Okay. The book of 1 John, chapter 2, verse 8. Verse 8. Again, a new Torah instructions I write unto you, which thing is true on him. I mean, everything is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is past.
Right.
And the true light now shines. Verse 9. He is the light and hated his brother is in darkness even until now.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Verse 11. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes.
Yes. Darkness has blinded his eyes, Moses of Israel. But the biblical definition of darkness, well, we know he is the light. 26:18 of Acts, what is the biblical definition of this cut and dry darkness? Who is this cut and dry darkness that have blinded your eyes?
Acts chapter 26:18.
Yeah, who is this biblical definition of cutting? You got your eyes black, dark. Who is that?
Acts 26:18.
Right.
To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light
and from the power of Satan. And from the power of who?
Of Satan.
So who is this darkness? Satan. Satan. Satan the one blind your eyes. Satan the one blind your eyes. And that's why you need your Yahuwah. Now back up, dear of Israel. Get a couple more in. And bag up to St. John chapter 9 and pick up verse 21. St. John 9:21. What does it say?
St. John chapter 9, verse 21.
What
does
it say?
But by what means he now see.
So what means do now he see? What means now he see? So how do they see now? What means, get down to verse 25.
St. John 9:25. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no.
Uh-huh.
I know not. One thing I know. That whereas I was blind.
I didn't know who I were. I didn't know how to eat. I didn't know how to walk. I was out of order everywhere. But one thing now I can see clearly now what?
I was blind. Now I see.
Now you see. And that's the legacy we're going to leave. Now we was blind. Now we can see Christianity, Islam, Judaism is from Satan itself. And if we don't keep the Sabbath day, we will fall in the same trend. I was blind today, but now we all see. Now back up and go to the 10th chapter, Mother Z, and we'll close out with this. We're going to St. John 10, and we'll look at verse 21. Because one thing we got to be clear. St. John 10:21, Mother Z, what did it say?
St. John chapter 10, verse 21.
Is it
that has a devil.
Wait a minute. These ain't the words we hear, these ain't the ones that have a devil. Because see, now we were blind and now we see. These ain't the words that want to have that. We got to look at if he's not the devil then. Go ahead.
Can a devil open the eyes of the blind?
Now we just found out. No, he ain't going to try to open your eyes of the blind. So when they call you a devil, hide. I'm the devil. And we got your eyes where you know who you are and know what you're going to be doing. Satan will continue to have you wearing them killer outfits that the sick hitmans wear, them suits and ties and bow ties, and them skinny jeans to throw you off. We're telling you the blessing is in the fringes. So now when you were blind, and now you see. And on that note, older brother Yahshua Israel for the top part of Sabbath day clothes. Come on.
All right, now we come to the final part of the Sabbath day. Ready to close this one out. The Sabbath Mother E. Israel will see you, right? Ready for your clothes, Mother E.
Yahweh, I know I'm here. Yahweh,